In the U.S. last year, the number of housing discrimination complaints hit an all-time high of 10,500. That from Wisconsin Fair Housing Director Tom Nelson with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. He says disability topped the list of complaints nationwide. That and racial discrimination were the two most common complaints in Wisconsin, making up two-thirds of the 90 cases reported in 2008. Nelson says some people simply don't know they're violating the law.
It's important for people who are landlords and realtors and lenders to know how to be able to demonstrate that they are giving equal opportunity to everybody.
Nelson, speaking at a fair housing presentation in La Crosse, says people may try to fool themselves into believing they're being fair when they're not.
If you ask them, they would say, the value system I think I have says I would never do that. That's not me. Some people are very comfortable with their prejudices, even in this day and age. But they know that if they say they are, they're going to get in trouble. So they don't want to tell us what happened.
Fabio Burgos is the La Crosse Equal Opportunities Commission president. He says the city has seen very few complaints and attributes that to an accepting and welcoming community.
But I think another component of that is certainly that we need to increase awareness of the fact that the commission exists and that we're here to address those complaints.
Burgos and Nelson agree renters and tenants need to educate themselves about fair housing laws. Nelson says victims of housing discrimination have 1 year to make their complaints known in writing. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.